The committee met to discuss House Bill 2182, which relates to an examination of the Potomac Highlands Airport Authority's accounts by state officials. Delegate John Schott sponsored the bill after getting word there was some confusion going on at the airport located in Mineral County. What the delegates came to realize is they were confused, too. Delegate Justin Markham.
I guess what's confusing with this is maybe it's a question for council, but how can the state of Maryland have authority for property that's situated in the state of West Virginia?
Well, they own the actual property. So, I mean, Allegheny County owns the property. But that's where. But beyond that, that's where the compact has been confusing all this time because it splits up who operates it. And so neither state really has a say.
Rick Lechleiter is the Mineral County Commissioner with the Airport Authority Board. He came to explain the confusion going on at the airport and ask for help from legislators. Delegate Gary Howell, the chairman of the House Government Organization Committee, clarified the situation.
The airport itself lies completely within Mineral County, West Virginia. It's in an unincorporated area of Wiley Ford, West Virginia. But the airport was originally built by the city of Cumberland, Maryland in West Virginia, then transferred to Allegheny County, Maryland. And sometime, I believe it was in the 1970s, West Virginia got involved with funding the airport. West Virginia now, through tax breaks and funding, actually funds the majority of the operations of the airport. And there's been an argument over whose laws take precedent, the airport being in West Virginia and West Virginia funding the majority of it. You would think it was our state, but some of the others have some disagreement. And that's what's led to this. And Delegate Schott thought it was a good idea to go ahead and change it in the code to make sure that it could be audited. Make sure they're following West Virginia law.
Delegate Larry Faircloth was one of many in the meeting baffled to find out the accounting firm used by the airport was auditing itself.
One company that performed the audit that is also doing the accounting, in your opinion, I mean, if we dig
I know that's not the right thing by West Virginia regulations.
No, it shouldn't be the right thing by any regulation. You know, with all due respect, I mean, this smells.
By the end of the meeting, Delegate Jim Morgan brought into perspective that most of what was discussed here was not what anyone was expecting and not relevant to what the original focus was of the bill.
It would seem to me that this committee should be deciding on what's on line 6 on page 2, that they shall submit an agency review, et cetera, et cetera, and that the gentleman who is responding is being asked about the operation of the airport and several other things that really aren't what we're asking for in this piece of legislation, and that most of those questions have really not been germane to what we're doing.
Again, Delegate Howell.
The reason there was a little bit of confusion in the committee is we originally had attorneys from the auditor's office come up and tell us that they didn't cut the checks, that the treasurer's office did, so we had to make an amendment to the bill. Apparently this was someone who was new to the auditor's office and had it backwards, and there was different attorneys from the auditor's office that were in there, and once we had done that, they come up and told my staff, I said, that's not right, that's backwards, so we kind of had to back out and correct the mistake. We had originally got some bad information from the attorneys in the auditor's office.
At the end of the meeting, the bill was amended to change the word auditor to treasurer. Delegate Howell says what happened in the meeting was a strange instance for everyone.
We want to make sure we're doing this the right thing. We want to make sure that the taxpayers' money is being protected and spent wisely. And that's essentially what this does. Let's make sure this is going to be done wisely.
House Bill 2182 will now be considered by the House Finance Committee. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.